Okay, everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Collin II, and with me via Zoom is...
He's Starman. Not really. Jeff Winger? Yeah. Okay. I go with Jeff Winger.
You go with Jeff Winger. Okay. Well, I'm just going to call you Matt.
I mean, that's your right to do so, according to American law, so I guess I can't really stop you.
What happened to my freedom of speech?
You got your freeze peach, my frozen peaches. Yay!
What happened to free speech?
Come on, brother. Quit.
Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle can say whatever they want.
Quit canceling Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is my favorite person in the world in the past 2 hours. I didn't like him before that, but now that he started talking about trans people, I love him. That's how my alliances shift, just according to whoever hates people I hate, I love them, and then when they move over to something else, I don't like them no more.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yep. By the way, I'm not claiming that Dave Chappelle hates trans people.
So no, so come at
me. I'm just saying that there is an interesting shifting of alliances that happen when certain people say certain things.
Yeah,
just a fact. You can say it's a good fact, bad fact, whatever you want, but
so
you know it's true.
To the topic of at hand here, Matt.
What's that?
And the topic at hand here. Today on the episode, we are covering the season finale of Stargirl Season 2, but we're also going to kind of recap the last couple episodes before that. So, yeah, the last one we actually had time to cover on the show due to, personal issues going on and stuff was Chapter 9. So we have 10, 11, 12, and 13 that we have not covered, 13 being the season finale, which we're going to focus on in this episode. But just to kind of recap here, folks, we had a few things happen in the last other episodes. We had Starman revealing to Pat that Eclipso had threatened Pat's life, and that's basically why he ended up having to kill Bruce Gordon. The Shade claimed that they could trap Eclipso by fixing the Black Diamond with the Cosmic Staff. This ends up failing, so they suggest that they use Jenny's power ring. Pat and Courtney find her at a Civic City rehabilitation facility, searching for her brother Todd. After leaving, Louise Love, who is the head nurse there, informs her boss on the phone, Mr. Bones, which is my nickname, by the way. Yeah, back when I used to do pornography, but wait, no. So,
was that with the leg lamp from the Christmas Story 2
yes.
movie?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
It was just me and the leg lamp. Good times. Anyway, so.
Oh, God.
I'm kind of loopy right now. So, anyway, so, Love is like covering up where Todd really is. Meanwhile, Dr. Midnight contacts Beth and reveals that the Shade rescued him from the ISA, but accidentally lost him in the Shadowlands. So that makes them gain a little bit more trust for the Shade. And then that they and that the Shade received his powers after being unsuccessfully sacrificed to Eclipso in the 1800s. Then they're at the old JSA headquarters. Jenny repairs the Black Diamond, but Beth realizes too late that the Shade lied, and after the Diamond restores Shade's powers and summons Eclipso, he knocks out Jenny and uses the Diamond to absorb Courtney into the Shadowlands, despite Pat's best efforts to save her. So that's where we're at in Chapter 10. Chapter 11, we had Courtney inside the Shadowlands, Mike in the real world searching for Thunderbolt. Then we have Courtney, and she ends up saving both Dr. Midnight and Cindy from the Shadowlands, and brings them back into their land somehow through a movie screen.
Yeah, which didn't really explain, but
no.
that was interesting. And the reason why, and I don't appreciate you cut me off, brother. When I'm talking about, can cut all the other crap before if you want.
Oh, that's cool.
But no, I want you to. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Mike was not our Mike. Mike Dugan was looking for the Thunderbolt. Well, he may have been because he mentioned doing pornography. The Thunderbolt was one of his also his alter egos. So, Mr. Bones and the Thunderbolt was one of his movie name titles.
Yeah.
but anyway, so Mike Dugan is looking for the Thunderbolt because at the end of episode 10, he starts hearing all these things about like going on, like Pink Lightning, when he's doing work on the robots, Stripe. And then he goes out and sees like these huge like gingerbread houses and like candy canes. And he realizes that somebody's using the Thunderbolt to like make huge food stuff, like a huge hamburger, stuff like that.
Like you do.
Like you do. And then the Shadowlands was interesting because like, it was like pretty much just like a mirror image of like the regular world, but everything was black and white, of course, and like people just acted differently. Like that kid in like the very first episode who did like the card trick to her, and she lied to make it seem like he did the trick correctly.
Yeah,
he like did the trick again, and he's like, "Are you gonna lie to me again like you did the first time?" And like then like his parents stand up and start like looking at her really ominously and like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, basically, and it's all like illusions basically too, because it's not really happening. It's just stuff that basically Eclipso is making them see and stuff. So,
yep. As he does.
Yes. So, basically, also in that episode, the Shade seemingly died from overusing his powers and dissolves, requesting that his good deed be remembered.
Yep. As you do.
So, that brings us to Chapter 12, where Jenny is unknowingly infected by the dark matter residue. Courtney's cosmic staff is now at full power, and she agrees to a truce with Cindy. Courtney tells Yolanda that she was not the first JSA member to kill, but this upsets her further instead of making her want to join. Yeah.
I mean, why would she think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I mean, I can understand her logic, but at the same time, it's like, guess what? Your predecessor also murdered someone. It's like, what?
Isn't that great?
Like, it wasn't even, like, another member, like, a different member. I mean, like,
yeah,
obviously, it wasn't like it was Star. It was literally the same person that you are. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
It's like, isn't that great? More people were killed. Wait, what?
Who wore that costume? Like, it wasn't like, oh, Dr. Midnight killed someone, or not the Shade, you know. No, it was your predecessor. Guess what? That's those same claws killed someone else. Don't you want to join up again? What?
And kill more people? Courtney, oh, wait, no. Sometimes.
Like, I love Courtney, but sometimes she is so stupid and naive, but also, like, really, like, unforgiving when Pat, like, dares to not tell her, like,
the
100% truth.
Like, well, if you think about it, though, she's a teenager, and that's kind of how teenagers react to shit.
I know, but at the same time, she's 16 years old, you know, and, an adult's going to sit her down and go, okay, we murdered someone. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
well, I remember when my parents told me about the people they murdered.
You know, yeah, and it's like, you know, Eclipso took over a man's body.
I'd like to make an announcement to people that my parents never killed anybody. Okay.
What?
So, we also have Pat pleading to Matt to drop the charges against his brother Rick. Eventually coercing him to do so through violence. So, we're assuming because he closes all the blinds and shit and, in the hospital room. I don't know. What do you think happened there, Matt?
I don't know if he would have actually hurt him, maybe. Because he did say something like he's got a little bit of bad inside of him as well. Because he talked about knowing guys like him in the army and growing up. So I don't know, maybe there is a dark side to Pat. Maybe that's why he's so wholesome, is because he's maybe been not very wholesome throughout other parts of his life or something. You know, I don't know. I bet he's, cause he shut the blinds, locked the door, you know, that whole thing.
I don't know what he did.
He could have hurt him, I don't know.
Regardless, he did coerce him into dropping charges here and got Rick out. Rick studies his father's journal, hoping to recreate the hourglass amulet. Cindy calls an unknown group asking for help. McKnighter deduces that Courtney's light can stop Eclipso and works with Beth to find him, but they are intercepted by Eclipso, who allows Beth to summon the JSA for his plan to feed on Courtney's darkness.
yes do it Palpatine over
Meanwhile, Jenny has visions of Courtney becoming Eclipso's host and defeating the rest of the JSA before waking up. So, and that's where we end chapter 12. So now to the current episode that we're talking about. It's chapter 13. Written by Jeff Johns, directed by Greg Beeman. It aired on November 2nd, 2021. So this starts out with Eclipso. he merges the Earth with the Shadowlands. The JSA are then joined by Grundy. Lawrence, Brooks, and Pemberton. And Thunderbolt. The last of who repairs Stripe. So basically we end up getting Stripe repaired based on the fact that they needed a engine for it, and Jakeem wishes for it.
Yeah.
And then Eclipso is fighting all of them. He also has Beth's parents. What's going on there with Beth's parents, Matt?
It looks like they're arguing with Beth. I don't know if he's casting an illusion on them, thinking that Beth is like arguing with them, or if he's doing it to Beth. I don't know exactly what was going on with that.
I think he's casting an illusion on them. So
that's what I would think, because she was saying she hates them, and so that's what I think he's doing. She's trying to get through to them that's like a fake Beth, that's a Feth, if you will. Like Pietro, it's the DC version of that. So, Zeke, the cool guy that owns the junkyard, he's built all this cool stuff. He built a chainsaw into the stripe, a fire thrower, whatever, flamethrower. He's still there. Okay, I'll make sure he's still there.
No, I'm still here. Yeah,
I gotta make sure my phone didn't crap out again. But yeah, that was actually doing a fair bit of damage to Eclipso as well. The chainsaw and the firebolt or the flamethrower, whatever.
Yeah.
But then Jakeem wishes for the thunderbolt to electrocute him, but that just seemed to give him more power, I guess.
Yeah.
So then he threw the thunderbolt into Stripe and pretty much just incapacitated the robot, as you do.
Yeah, and so basically, then we have a court. Basically, Eclipso's trying to get Courtney to be hateful and evil. Eventually, she does admit her hatred for Eclipso, allowing him to make her his new host.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Starman shows up at the Whitmore's door. And he comes to help. And this was after Eclipso was saying something about how only one person can wield the magic staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes in and he's like, I think two can.
Yeah.
Basically.
I never believed that anyway. That seems like a stupid rule. Yeah. Only one person can, whatever. Mm-hmm.
But he comes in and helps them. So basically, Starman and the JSA help her regain her control, and Lawrence and Brooks weaken Eclipso before Thunderbolt turns him into a slice of toast.
Because Jakeem wished that Eclipso was toast. Yeah. So, Thunderbolt's very literal. That's the reason why he was gone for so long, because Jakeem wanted Chinese food, so he went to China to get some Chinese food, and it took him a while to get back.
Like you do.
But it looked like he brought back quite a spread of good shit. Of course, Zeke is doing things to eat it, but,
So, basically, after that happens, Pemberton offers to teach Courtney more about the Cosmic Staff. Yolanda and Cindy decide to remain with the JSA, while Mike and Jakeem discuss starting their own team.
That would be interesting.
Beth uses her powers to locate McKnighter's wife and learns that he has a son. Her parents have also decided to stay together because of the trauma they went through, basically brought them closer together. Do you want to take a quick break here, Matt, and we'll come back and talk about the rest of the episode?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks.
What is Gen X? What is the Silent Generation? What do generations have in common? Hi, I'm Trish the Dish from the Gen X Voice podcast, and I invite you to listen to conversations I have with folks from different generations, backgrounds, beliefs, and experiences in an attempt to see what connects rather than divides us. Even though Gen X has been called slackers, Karens, or not mentioned at all in some cases, we are the bridge generation, so I feel compelled to do my part to destroy ageism by bringing all these voices together. And as a bonus, each guest gets to answer some 80s questions at the end of each show. So download and listen to Gen X Voice today on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And let's see how much we have in common after all.
Hi, this is Catherine, host of a new fashion podcast, The Real Fashion School Dropout. Join me as I interview guests every week in the fashion and beauty space, and we gossip on all things fashion and beauty and even get into some personal stories of their journey in the industry. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. Hope to see you there.
And we are back. Yeah. Okay, so basically what we got going on here is that the next thing is we go to the mural that Cameron's been painting for his grandparents. I mean of his father, and his grandparents come up and they reveal their cryokinetic powers to him. Their little freeze breath shit.
Great. So he's going to be, what, one of the villains of season 3, probably, or some bullshit. Come on. Why they got to do that? Cameron's a nice kid, you know.
Well, hopefully he doesn't. Maybe he will become a good guy. Who knows?
Yeah, but he's going to feel, like, loyalty to his dad because he was killed, and, you know.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be going after Mike or something. So Rick buries Grundy because Grundy had died during the fight. Shade comes by and he tells him, yeah, that Grundy could come back. He's never really always dead, you know, fully dead.
Like in all DC, no one's ever dead for real.
Lawrence and the Crocs move next door to the Whitmore Dugans. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
How are they out of jail?
Well, I think they said something like that the charges were dropped or I forgot. Oh, okay. I think they said something about that. Because it was like an old robbery from like the 1980s anyway, so they already would have been like statute of limitations,
yeah,
probably anyway, but they probably pulled some strings to arrest them anyway or whatever, you know. But so like season 3 is called Frenemies, so I guess that's going to be a whole thing now where,
yeah,
instead of having individual episodes like with titles, now we're just going to have like chapters. One,
yeah, probably
Frenemies or, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. They got them being, you know, kind of friends, and then you also got Cindy now joining the JSA too, so that'll be interesting to see where that goes. Meanwhile, we cut back to the Helix Institute for Youth Rehabilitation, and we see Nurse Love informing Mr. Bones about the heroes and villains living in Nebraska. As he makes plans to visit Blue Valley, so Mr. Bones is probably going to be one of our big bads next season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he might be going to Nebraska to shoot one of his porn films, you know.
Yes.
Mr. Bones.
Yeah, and he's being voiced by Keith David.
Of course.
Who played Elroy on Community with Joel McHale, who is Starman.
Yep.
Yes.
So far, we have almost every, I think, only Annie and Britta, or not Annie, but I think Allison Brie and Jillian Jacobs are the only two of the main cast members that haven't been in any of the superhero stuff.
Yeah.
So I think.
Well, what about has Padgett Brewster been in anything? Oh no, she does a. Well, technically, she's the voice of Hawk Girl or something on.
Oh really?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I meant Bird Girl, which is she's the voice of Bird Girl in Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. And wow. She's also now she has her own show called Bird Girl, okay. Which is a spinoff of that.
I meant the original cast. I wasn't.
Even yeah, thinking. No, I know. But Elroy wasn't in the original cast either, so that's why I was just.
Yeah, he wasn't. So yeah. You got Donald Glover was in Spider-Man: Homecoming. You've got Yvette Nicole Brown was in Endgame.
So was Ken Jeong.
Yeah,
and then Danny Pudi was in Civil War.
Yep.
Yeah.
So pretty much all of them have been some kind
and,
of.
And Jim Rash was in, I think, in Civil War as well. So,
yeah, I think he was. He was in Civil War, yeah. Yeah, he played the dude that was like talking to Tony Stark like at the beginning or whatever. Yep.
But also Patrick Brewster has also voiced Poison Ivy in Batman and Harley Quinn, the direct video movie in 2017. So there's that. Gillian Jacobs also does a voice on that show on Amazon that's that animated superhero show. So they've all done kind of superhero stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that cool. Was it like Invincible or something? I don't remember what it's called. Something. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so that I've yet to watch. It's supposed to be good, but I have not watched it, which I probably should.
There's so much. I mean, there's so many
shows. Yeah, there's so many things.
I mean, I've been watching Doom Patrol lately.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So it's kind of weird. But it's
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Where do you think things are going to go next season?
I think there's going to be a little bit of a conflict between Pat and Sylvester.
Yeah.
Because at one point, Sylvester says something like, oh, come on, Pat, superheroes don't need school. So I think there's going to be kind of a thing where Pat wants her to kind of have a normal life in addition to being a superhero, but Sylvester was gonna like, no, you gotta dedicate your whole life to this type of thing, you know. So
yeah,
I think there might be a little bit of that going on, kind of, because Courtney already kind of thinks like Sylvester does already, so she's probably gonna be taken more by that attitude more so than Pat's attitude of like, well, you know, you still need to get a high school degree at the very least. You can't just be a dropout superhero, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, you never know what could happen. I mean, superheroes are not infallible. They're not invincible. I mean, you know, she could break her legs, become paralyzed. I mean, anything. I'm not trying to be dark, but anything could happen. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so you need some kind of a.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of role Starman plays in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he doesn't overshadow Stargirl.
See, that's what I'm worried less about. I don't think he's gonna do that, but I do think he's gonna be like almost maybe pushing her too hard, like a little bit, like training wise, like
yeah.
Like almost like you gotta be better than even I was, you know, type of thing, you know, like I don't know.
I guess we'll see when this next season premieres. It's supposed to be coming out sometime in 2022, I guess. So,
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, not sure yet when. Probably, maybe around the same time as this year. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be like around August or whatever.
Yeah,
because last year last year started in May, ended in August, but this year it started in August. Yeah, so
we had COVID kind of fuck things up a little bit there. So, so any other thoughts here, Matt, before we wrap things up?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, give us a 5-star review. Check out our Patreon. Also, check out our TeePublic. You can get some cool shirts and stuff. Be sure to check out our other episodes. If you like this, check out our Legends episodes. Also, check out our episodes about the Marvel shows that we do. Also, our fun episodes about direct-to-video sequels and failed sitcoms and things of that nature. If you like us, you'll like us. And make sure you being good to each other, people. Be kind. A lot of crap in the world right now. It's better to be kind to each other than to be assholes.
Yep.
And you know, be considerate. Wear a mask if you have to. Get vaxxed. Wear a condom. And until next time, folks, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.